We are on Daf Yezayin Amud Aleph. We have one Taisvus to learn on the previous sugya, and then we'll go further. Abikive Sova Bosa Taiva Loi Itza Kla. We had most of this Amachloikes Abikive and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel held that in the Midbar Bosa Taiva was Nesa, and they had to bring korbanos, and then when they came to Eretz Yisrael, Yichav Hashem Alekechas Kvulcha Kasha Diboloch Amal Toich Labosa B'chol Abbas Nafshcha Toich Labosa. Now Bosa Taiva became Mutter. That's, and the Morad wanted to say, according to Rabbi, that's Pshat Hakel Shoichtim, that this heter applies after we went into Golus also. Then Rabbi Kiva holds that in the Midbar, Bosa Mechira was Mutter. When they came to Eretz Yisrael, Bosa Mechira became also, then you needed Shchita, Kiyachak Mimcha Amokim, Zavachta Mibkocha Mitzayincha. Now the Zachiyah is Zviche. The Gemara says that there's a Machloikis, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva holds that the Bosa Taiva was never Nesa. Tema, so Tosfos Minolei Ho, how does the Gemara know to say that there's a double Machloikis? Duma mar machoda b'loi pligi. But there's no Machloikis. Now how do you know that there's a Machloikis? V'yishloima, Ila Rabbi Kiva Mitzar Bosa Taiva. If according to Rabbi Kiva, Bosa Taiva is also in Cain, Heichi Hutro Lahem Bosa Mechire. If Rabbi Kiva would hold that Bosa Taiva is also, so when did they have a heter of Bosa Mechire? The Bekotchim Moide, the boy Shchite. Rabbi Kiva is Moide, like the Sugya says, that by Kotchim you need Shchite, Kedemashwe Besomo. Ve'i Bitzvi Vayo, it will say that it's Negev, Boso Taivis Taka Osa. So, Boko Vitzoin, you have to bring a Kolben, and that, Vashteitzach, there never was a heter on Boko Vitzoin of Mechira, because Boker Vitzayin, you had to bring a Kovn, and a Kovn is only through Shchita, but Tzvi Vayol, Tzvi Vayol was Mutter Mechira. So, Taisa says that can't be like that. Obekro, the Darshini Minei, Heter Mechira, the Posik that were Medayik, a Heter Mechira, in the Midbar Mechira was Mutter, the whole limud is Vizavachta, So the limud, according to Rabbi Kiva, that you need zviche now, and the chire is not mutter anymore, so the chiyuv zviche and the het and the chire is mentioned in this pasuk, v'zavachta mitkolcha mitzaincha, that would seem that now you need zviche. And in the Midbar, Nechira was sufficient. So you see that there was a heter Nechira in the Midbar. And that is the Mekoyer that now we need Zviche, and Bizman, they won the Midbar, so Mechira was Mutter. Mechlad the Mikor, they both Zviche. Miyu Koshe, Ba'avle Luk Mikro, the Heter Mechira, Bebali Mumin, the Lechoso Lakrov. So they said, no, you could still say that there's no Machlekes. The Posik is coming to tell us that Mechira was Mutter, and it was Negeya Bale Mumim. Bale Mumim, so there was no din that you have to, you have to bring it for a korban. A Baal Mum is possible from a korban. So the Pasuk is coming to tell us now even a Baal Mum needs Shchita, and b'midbar, a Baal Mum could make Nechira. So then Taisus is back to the Kasha. So Bezoi, so who says there's a machlokes bechlal between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel? Everyone holds that Basar Taive is also, and everyone holds that Mechira was Mutter by a Balmum that was not Roy Lahavi LePesach Oil Moed. The Tosfos HaRosh says it's not mistava to say that the limud is going on Balei Mumim, because Balei Mumim loy shrifi. That's what the Tosfos HaRosh says. Some of Bizman HaMidbar, it wasn't shrich that a behemoth should be a Balmum. Zog the Gemara weiter. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiye, Eivorei, Bosor, Nechire, Shechnisu, Yisrael, Imoem, Loorets, Mal. What is the din if they made Nechire and a behemoth before they entered Eretz Yisrael? And they still have this meat. And now when they entered Eretz Yisrael, so now it was Nischadish Aloche that Zavachta, that you need, that you, now you need Zvicha, Zavachta Mibkocha Mitzaincha. Will one be permitted to eat the meat that Mechira was made on the Behemah before they entered Eretz Yisrael? So even though now there was Chal Echi of Shrita, that's on the new meat that they want to eat. On the previous meat, Nechira should be sufficient. Rabbi Kiveger is Mavayer, I think in Abyankiv is Moisef, that the Emerson, according to Rabbi Kiva, Rashi says the Shal Fakoy to Rabbi Kiva, that Nechira was mut on the Midbar. Now, according to Rabbi Kiva, Nechira was mutter, but an available was also on the Midbar. For Behema died, So then everyone less man the polik that you're not allowed to eat the behemoth, and the veil is also that was zichanoik by the midbar. So Pa'afal Pi came, Mechire was mutter. So what is pshat? Because in the midbar Mechire shalem zui shchitasam. In the midbar, this was their ayfna shchita. The ayfna shchita was to Mechire, but it was a shchita in the midbar. This was the ayfna shchita. When they came to Eretz, so Lamaise, the behemoth that they were noich in the midbar was a geshochten behemoth. It's mutter to eat. When they came to Eretz Yisrael, now there's a new seder. You have to make a more refined shchita, a more mehudetik shchita. You have to make a shchita that works on kabonis. By kabonis, they always had this concept. Now in Eretz Yisrael, you have to make a more mehudetik shchita. Fine. So the new behemoth, I have to make a zviche. But the meat that I'm bringing in from the midbar to Eretz Yisrael, this is geshochten meat. Bishatay, this was the shchita that was matter. He was the shchita's matter. So lechayre, it should be mutter. Rabbi Yankiv says the lomdus is so good that you have to understand why shouldn't it be mutter. I mean, it's very good, Takach. I mean, they made a mutter dike shchita, and that was the oifen ha-shchita. So why shouldn't it be good? Rabbi Yankiv is mitzadet to say, could be that since in Eretz Yisrael, through Nechire, it becomes an Avela. So it could be the Nechire in the Midbar, the Nechire created Heterim and the Behema in the Midbar. That means for the Midbar, this says a Teires, for the Midbar, this says a Teires Shrite. So for the Midbar, it's matter. But for Eretz Yisrael, it does never Teires Shrite. So the Nechire, Bishaitoi, was matter only for the midbar, but it wasn't matter. And Eretz Yisrael, you need a more mehudetik shchita. So, b'shas the nechire, that kufa was the heter that was chal. Was chal l'sha. If you lead in the midbar, this is a mehudetik shchita. If this will be taken for Eretz Yisrael, it makes it an avela. It's not cool. It's not a shchita mater. Or maybe not, since you don't say it, מהיום הלך הלמד, that in ארץ ישראל will have a Torah Shnevela, here he has a Torah Shchita. If Bishayte had a Torah Shchita, says a Torah Shchita. So Memele, so this will be Mutter, a full on ארץ ישראל. These are the Tzdotei HaShayla. Boy, Rabbi Yomi, avoy boson, nechire shechniso Yisrael imam loretz mal. So the Gemara asks, Amos, what is the Shayla? Ilaima b'sheva shekovshu, if you clang a Shayla, if they're allowed to eat it b'sheva shekovshu, the first 7 years, hashta dovot tome yishtriluhu, the sheva shekovshu that they're allowed even to eat posach hazir, the siv ubotim b'leim kol tuv, and says v'chalto v'savoto, so you can eat botim aleim koltuv, and the botim in Eretz Yisrael. So what's the koltuv? Omar Rabbi Yirmiyah Barab, Omar Rav, Kisli the Chazeri. That, so the Torah said in the Sheva Shekopshu, they were mutatit bosa chazir. So the mutatit bosa chazir, she claimed a flumishayla, if they're permitted to eat bosa nechire. I mean, in the Sheva Shekopshu, everything became mutat. Ela la'achamika. So the Gemara says, no, the Shaila is by the Sheva Shecholko. So Bekevegez Mavaya, the Shaila is that they were noicha, the boss on the midbar, and they had a good freezer, and they were salted, whatever it was, they preserved it. And now by the Sheva Shecholko, this boss is still around. Now we have a Shaila. Is one permitted to eat this boss? Now we have this Lomdash Shaila. If the Nechire B'Shaitai was matter afilu for Eretz Yisrael, or the Nechire B'Shaitai was only matter for the Midbar, that's the Shaila. Rabbi Yankiv is Ma'ira, he says, but the Gemara said, in the Sheva Shekavshu, there's nothing about to talk about. The Sheva, you don't have a Shaila, because everything is mutter. Rabbi Yankiv is, but there's an Afkamina, is a Metamatumus Nevela, that'll be the Afkamina. The Shaila is a Shaila. The Gemara went from left field. Hey, what's the Shaila? Achvila Chazar is Mutter. So the Shaila is not Negeya. I mean, it's Zicha Mutter because you're allowed to eat Kisli the Chazay. Like Rabbi Yankiv, no, the Shaila is a Lomnish Shaila. Will it be Metame Tumis Nevela? He wants to say, Amuradik Echidish, if Tumis Nevela is Zicha no Shaila, if Bishas Misosoi, it wasn't Metame Tumis Nevela, so later there'll never be a shayla to be choiz of a near to Miss Nevela. That's zichanat. And the heter shchita we could clear, maybe it's only matal shayte. But by Tumis Nevela he wants to say that there's no such thing. If it wasn't metame Tumis Nevela, he has a whole shtick toy on that. If it wasn't metame Tumis Nevela b'shate b'shas misa later, zichan won't be metame. V'voy yisayme. Then the Gemara says another test. Lo'ilam b'sheva shekovshu. We're speaking about b'sheva shekovshu. Aye, klang a shayla. Klang a shayla. Says, what's the shayla and sheva shekovshu? Everything is muta. Ki yishteru lehu shlal shaloivde kechovim. Shlal shaloivde kechovim. That means the macholis asuris of goyim. That is muta. That you're allowed to eat. Abodito la yishteri. But their own food, that food had to be kosher. So memela, so we have a shayla. Is this basal shanocha ruba midbo? Is it kosher? Is not kosher? Teiko. The Gemara reminds me with a teiko. Zogt Rashi, shechniso Yisrael alibed Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Kiva, the Bosor Nechire is Mutter, Ma'o Lo Islam, Achek Nisosom. Mi Yamrinon, Kiyosa Rachmona Bosor Nechire, La'acha Biye, Hanimili, Linche Rachakei. But you're not permitted to be Neucher afterwards, Lechem. Avol Hanachure is the boys Minamid Bohoyel, Bishas Nechirosan, Heter Hoysa, then it was Mata, that was Nechirosan, Zuish Ritosan, Sulay Mitzri. I do me loishno. So Rashi had a problem. My napkemin, it's past history. Udroish v'kabos charu שצריכן אונו למד על האמס ואף הפי שקבע אורה. דרוש טיינס is no such concept. דרוש says בישראל from Gemorris that if you want to know פשט in a פוסיק, so ממילא, there could be דרוש וקבל שכר. I mean, you know, it's not נגב, but what is פשט in the פוסיק? I'm just going to shayla la'aloche and it's not נגב anymore. So the Rosh wants to say there's no such thing, and he wants to make nafkaminis. Aber kaponim, this is what Rashi says, Rosh v'kabul schavu shetzrichen onu lamed ala emes, we have to be mevar the emes, bafo bi shekvarov, even though it's not negeya, but without missing what's pshat in the heter, nechir in the midbar. Kisli de chazeri, chazerim yeveshim shekoyrim bacon, which is called bacon, ובוטים מלאים קולטו, סייפה דקרו, ויוחלת וסבוטה. אלו לאחר מכאן, לא בשיילס נגיע, עדיין בשבע שחוקו, לא שולו רחמון נתומה, אלו בשעה שולו, כדכסיב וחלת שלו עלי וכו, שבע שנים קובשו, שבע שנים חוקו, כדברינו בפרק אין ארוך. ואין זה גמור, זה זה סקנד תרץ, תדפו לו, די שיילס נגיע, בשבע ש... כובשו, שואל שויבת כחובים, כדכסיב, אשר לא מילאיסו, כדכסיב נמי, אשלל אויבכו, so, that was מותר, שלל שלויבת, but דדו, was not מותר, דדו לא ישתרי. The Rambam, in הלכס, פרקרס, מהלכס מלוכים, הלכה א', says as follows, חלוצי צווה כשיכנסו בגבול הגויים ויכבשו איסם, מותר להם לחל, נבלס וטריפס ובוסר חזיר וחייצה בוי, עם רעב ולא מוצא מה יאכל. If they're hungry, they don't have what to eat, they can eat, מחלוס אסוריס, בפי השמוע למדו ובוטם מלאים קולטו ארפי חזיר. The Rambam brings down this heter, the Tlalti. The Kesef Mishnah says, Deine Datke, Heiche, Leishlichele, Hetere, Boise Shol. And they don't have heter, the Rambam is very explicit. The Rambam says, if they're hungry, Vlei Motza, Ma Yoichal, so then there's a heter of Botem Aleim Koltuv. So the Achoinim is Kekashe from our Gemara. So what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying, it says, Mele de Sheva Shekovshu, afilu, Kasli de Chazeri was Mutter. So what's your Shailam, Boss of Nechire? The Shailam is Zichar Shailam. This is only a Heter, Velei Motza Ma Yoichel, Imro, Velei Motza Ma Yoichel. That was a Shailam of soldiers, that in the middle of doing Leichem, they don't have what to eat. So they're not mechuyev to make a ceasefire and they'll find blood kosher meat. They continue the melchama and they eat whatever's available. Even though it's not pikuach nefesh, but they're hungry, they're allowed to eat macholos asuris. But the shaila is a shaila if they're not hungry. And, or what's with the rebbetzins and the children that are not loichem? So are they allowed to eat basa nechira? This kash is asked on the Rambam. So, the Maritzchayis and Dachsimid the Meiri says this also. The Maritzchayis says that's pshat the second teretz of the Gemara. That is pshat the Rambam. That's pshat the second teretz of the Gemara. Shlal ditu that means shlal shaloyvet kechavim was mutter. Ditu la yishteri fakel. Shlal shaloyvet kechavim means pshat being koyvish. So the Rambam stellt dazu, the Torah was matal, the Dibur Torah el keneged yetzer hara. So just like a yefas Torah, the Torah was matal. So the Torah was matal. Shlav shloim kechavim, in the middle of the melchama, you're hungry, so you're allowed to take their food. But that's like a pshat the second teretz, and the tatzam zeh turken gzeiras hakosu. That's like a pshat. זאק טייסווס קישטרו שלאו של אויב די קהבם די טוקישטרו שלאו של אויב די קהבם the second parrot, did who loy ishtari. Loy garsinan oidilma loishna. There was such a gilse. The loshin oyamashme shayim istapik I ishtari kosli da chazere did who oy loy oidilma loishna. That's the suffix. So they says the mitchila leinistapik mikosli chazeriditu I bemeshen nochu gshebo etla. Ella bemeshen nochu bamidva beheta. In the beginning, the Gemara had no. The Gemara suffix was not, and they were noicher in Eretz Yisrael. That there was no suffix bechlal of kosli the chazeriditu. The suffix was shenochu bamidva beheta. Bashas ikshaloi, but yeshayla, da filo dava tome ishtarilu, kloima, da filo lincher betchila him lotorim, kosh keima shenochu koide, omishani dilme shlal shal oivde kechovim ishtarilu, veloiditu, lachain osa lincher, ashtashapa mi boilam beme shenochu beheta. So that's the Ivar of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, so then it seems the Gemara calls a Shaila, if Kasli the Chazere did too, if that's Mutter. That never was a Shaila. The Shaila was always Bosar, Nechire, Shenachu, Bamidbo. And the Gemara only yes for my Navkamine. So the Gemara answers that Vakert only shall oivim is mutter di du is osa. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Ovid. Shonisa, we hear in the Mishnah a whole bunch of klolim. Hakol shoichtem, ola oilom shoichtem. Hakol shoichtem is a pshat, hakol shoichtem that even shegolu, it's also the unit shchit and echir is osa. No, I'm sorry. Hak esakel shechtim, I'm sorry. Hakel shechtim means esakel shechtim that oif also needs shechita. Loilam shechtim that nechire is also a film on the left Eretz Yisrael. Bakel shechtim, my mashnisli. What is the bakel shechtim coming to be moised? Chitim a bain betzur, bain beschuches, bain bekroim yishalkona, telling us that there are different inyonim that you're permitted to shecht with. Adum yidahanach tani. It seems they're similar to, we said, three klolim, akol shechtim, loilam shechtim, bakol shechtim. It seems that the bakol shechtim is similar to the first two. Yanach b'shoichtim, if you would say that the first two are speaking about shoichtim, who's permitted to shech, hainami b'shoichtim. So then, it's good. So, it's going to tell us, baku shoichtim, b'satzur, b'schuchis, kremis, shalkone, abob yanach b'nishchotim, but if the first two are speaking about the nishchotim, we're not speaking about the shoichtim. Speaking about hakel as hakel shechtim, you have to shecht oifis also. Then loilam shechtim, you have to shecht afilu nchutzlaot. So we're talking about the nishchotim. The behemoths have to be geshocht nchutzlaot, and oif has to be geshocht. So now bakel shechtim, all of a sudden you're going back on the shecht with what you shecht. Hainami bin nishchotim. This also has to speak about the davar hanishchat, not how you shech, just like the first two. Elo omar rovet. So therefore, rovet disagreed with the previous mahalach. Elo omar rovet hakol shechtim chodel asuye kusi. That a kusi in the name of algabo or nichnas v'yoytze is sufficient. Chodel asuye kusi. That's Akol Shechtim of the Mishnah. V'chode lasuyi Yisrael mumer amumer l'tiyovein. That's our Akol Shechtim. Amumer l'tiyovein, if you avoid the sakin, you can trust him that he made a proper shechita. La'olam Shechtim, so telling about the Shechtim. Who can shecht? Akol Shechtim. Loilam shaykhte means in all zmanim. Bein bayoyim, bein balayla, is an abuke. Bein baroish agag, bein baroish asvine. We'll see when that chayish that people say he's shaykhet labay nizore. Bako shaykhte, bein bitzur, bein beskuchis, bein bekroymis shal kon. Zot Rashi. Loilam shaykhtem nami muk mislot kedamorin dashmin afa pishe golu lechaz loter narishin in bosan necha alo beshchites so speaking about the nishchote chitem o bein bitzu the labe nishchote mosel ruye alo beshchichtem with what you can shecht with so it's not similar to the hakel shaykhtem in loilam shaykhtem alo marobe kula beshchichtem. Everything is speaking about the Shaykh, the Mako Shaykh, the Mtar, the Tali Masnis, and Chodalakusi, the Chodi, the Mumma, the Damor, and the Shpirkim, the Lilak, the Shabuka, the Kinagdik, the Kimna, the Shagag, the Cheshinin, the Lemru, the Tzwa, the Shemaya, the Oil, the Lishchai, the Shasvinim, the Half Agav, the Stan, the Kamon, and Shaykh, the Shaykh Yamim, the Shasvinim, Shari, even though not the shech l'sei chayam, but b'roishas in the shari, the mukhach ha-milse, the l'nakers v'nose y'tzorich, he can't shech in the ship will get full of blood, so maybe that's why it's the shech l'sei chayam. Look the Gemara weiter, chutz mimagol kotzer v'hamegira. Chutz mimagol kotzer v'hamegira, that is the shrite is possible. Avuah de Shmuel wanted to know clearly which sakinim are mutter to shecht with, which sakinim are osa to shecht with, when is it called a pagam, the pasul the shrita, when isn't it called a pagam. So he made pagamim in the sakinim, bishodah, he sent to Eretz Yisrael, to the Eretz Yisrael, the Kasaradis, and they should pask him, this become good, is this become no good? Pogam b'shoda, pogam b'shoda. Sholchu lei k'megira shanino. Let us see what Rashi says. Zuk Rashi. Pogam b'shoda, pogam b'shoda. Osa b'sakim p'gim eisharbi, she'ein eidoim eisizu lezu. B'shoda l'eretz Yisrael, leida eiza yasure, veiza k'sheire, Kain osa pomim b'sholish. Sholchu lei simin ze yehelach b'pegimais, ki megira shanino, she pegimaiser mochuvonais lo'enkon, v'yesh livgam shnei ukce, that each pegam has two tzdodim that are boiled from each side. It's like an upside, V. If you're looking at it, it's like a V. If you're looking at it, if the Chudei Shel Sakin is in front of you. Yesh lepgam shnei uktzim. Kshaato moilech tziponcho misoif ha-sakin l'roishoi. If you'll take your tzipoirin and you'll be moilech the tzipoirin misoif ha-sakin l'roishoi, Tziponcho chegeres bo'oiket shel tadarosh. So your tzipoiron will get stuck by the oiket shel tadarosh. That means you're going in that direction. So it'll get stuck by that oiket. That'll hold it back. Shata boidek meiroisho lesoifo. Tziponcho chegeres bo'oiket shel soifo. Tana Rabbanon, Sakin sheyesh bo pegimais harbei tidain kimagira. Now, to understand this Gemara, it's very important to have a Sichas Chulin in front of you, so we'll know exactly what we are speaking about. Tana Rabbona, Sakin Sheyeshbo Pegime Isharbe, there's more than one Pegime, Tidoin Ki Magire. So we'll see, it's speaking about that even though there's only an Ukitz on one side, but if there's more than one pegime, tidan ke megire, so it passes like a megire. V'she'ein bo elo pegime achas. But if it only has one pegime, so then the din is as follows. Oigeres psulo. If this pegime will be oiger the tzipoirin, that means there's an ukitz on both sides of the pegime. And if he's going to test this pegime with his tzipoirim, if he was going to test this pegime with his tzipoirim, it's going to get stuck in the pegime. So I feel there's one pegime psula. Misuch seches. But what is if it gets entangled in the bosa, but there's only one uket? Ksheira. Heichi damye oigeres. Heichi damye misuch seches. What is oigeres and what is misuch seches? Omar Rabbi Elezer, oigeres mishtei ruchais. That there's an ukit. There's a blite between, on both sides of the pegam. And that means if you'll take your tzipoirin and go on the sharp side of the knife, it's gonna get stuck. So then it's possible. Misuch seches. But what if it only gets entangled in the bosa? The bosa goes, well, it goes to the mokei mapgam, but there's not another oikets there. Misuch seches, oigeres mishteruchais, misuch seches meluachach. That's the difference. Echidom egeres, echidom misuch seches, amar abelazo, oigeres mishteruchais, misuch seches meluachach. So the Gemara asks, Maishto Mishtei Ruchais. So the Gemara says, if it is two Ruchais, a Geres. So why is it possible? The Mulshe Kama Machlish, the first Chelik that's boiled, thins out the Mokim, or the Machlish, the Miri says, means Choytech, and Rashi says it thins out the area over the simen by the Eirim Bosa. That means he gets closer to the simen. Umusha Basra Boza. And the second bleater will start tearing. That means the minute the simen gets caught in the pegam, and you got down to the simen from the first bleater, so the second blita will be kareya. So the Gemara asks, meruach achas nami, afilu you only have a pgam on one side, but also should pasul. Chufe disakine machlish. That means the sharp side of the sakin till you come to the pgam will cut through till the semen. In Mulshe Boza, and then when there's the bleater, when it goes down, so the chelik, what the simen goes into the mokim apgam, and the mokim apgam is sharp. That means when it goes from when it goes into the mokim apgam, it's like a 90 degree angle and it's sharp. So that area will be kaireya the simen. So memele, so this should also pass. What is the difference if you have two uktzim or one ukitz? So the Gemara answers, the koi aresha de sakina. That what we said, misuch seches meruach achas is kosher, is speaking about that this pagam is on the roish of the sakim. So that means, when the sakin, since it's on the roish of the sakin, so when the when it comes into the mokim shenivgam of the sakin, it did not as yet reach the simen. We are still cutting the boss of oil. So memela, so when we reach the simonim, so there's no kiriya whatsoever. So the Gemara says, Abba Saif, Saif, good, you're right. That the since the Sikhsa Misuch Seches is in the beginning of the Sakin, so when it comes into the Mokim Apgam, the Simen didn't tear yet. Abba Ki Ozla Machlisha, when he's Meilech the Sakin, so he cut through to the Simonim. He also, but when he brings it back, now he's going to tear the simen. He's moilech maybe. Now the pagam is going to tear the simen. So the Gemara answers, "Kagain shahoilech b'loy hevi." Now let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi, sakin sheyesh bo pgimais harbe tiden kimagir. If there's more than one pgime, ve'ein bo chilek. Ben oigeres lemisuch seches. If there's more than one pagam, so then it is irrelevant if the pagam has only on one side of the pagam or on both sides. Shafilu kulam misuch seches is also psula. Lemisuch seches ainu she'ein lepagime ela oiket sechel. You only have one ukit. Bukit asheni puchlak. B'mashchezes, the second ukis was smoothed down b'mashchezes. U'machsherin lo lekamon, we are matter ki ikar chodop gime, when there's only one gime, b'shehoylech v'loy hevi, shloish poga hashchite b'ukis mishagil esimonim, that the mokim hashchite did not touch the ukis, so poga hashchite b'ukis mishagil esimonim, that means, that was speaking Baroish, speaking about it was Baroish Asakin. So the Ukits did not have any contact with the Simonim. This was called the Berechot. Vuhu de Kaima Areish de Sakin. That is when the Ukits is on the Roish of the Sakin. Shekshehigia lo Ukits, when they came to the Ukits, Atayin loinechtechu ho'ir va'abosa. So the ir and bosa was still there. The one completely cut. She yikra ho'oikit as ha'simin. That the oikit should cut this. We're not after the simin yet. Biridosai. That means the simin goes into the sakin. The simin is yoyred in the sakin, and when it's yoyred in the sakin, the ukits of the sakin will tear the simin. But since the pagam is on the roish of the sakin, so it didn't reach the simonim. Avul, that's if there's one pagam, it's by Mr. Seches, then it's muta. Avul kan sheyesh pagim b'yisar, but if there's more than one, that's what he's saying. Ton rabon sakin sheyesh pagim b'yisar, tiden kemagir. Is oiket shop kam harishoin machli shoir. So the reisha sakin will cut through the oir vabosa. Vapagam hasheni. And now when you reach the second pagam, is bole simen. This already is close to the simen, the kairai. And this will be kairaya. So that is what the Barais is saying. Sakin sheyesh bapgimais harbe. And the Rishash is Ma'ir Harbe means more than two. So why do you need Harbe? You need two. Not that Harbe. Because if there's more than one Pagam, so the second Pagam already will be Kereya. That's the horror from the Rishash. V'hod esnan ha-shoichet b'magol kotzer derech achil alichoso b'esilu machshirim. There it says that a magal kotza means that all the points are in one direction. So if you're going not in the opposite direction, kineged the jaggedness, it's kosher. Vimnesha magal kotza oikzi apgimes kfufim moid. One is next to the other. They bent in one next to Ve'en Koirim Darach Elichosa. If you're going not against the grain, you're going with it, so it doesn't, it's not kare at all. It's a sharp cut. Klal, Avol, Ukit She'en Oikofa, but if you have an Ukit that's not bent in, it's a 90 degree angle, Kareya, Afilu Biridosai, Afilu that the simen goes into the pagam, Sha simen Yairid Mimenu Vinichnas Losecha pagam, it's also Kareya. Sukhsechas Kshem Nefosh Vosel, Mishnei Ruchois, שיש בייס אוקצים לפגם אחד, אחד לראי שי ואחד לסייפוי, so then אפילו one פגם is also also. הגרס לושן אוקרב בקוצר, מאחולה, לושן אסיפה, that means it gets stuck there, שהגרס הציפר לסייך בין בייס אוקצה, that's possible. ולכך השן לפגים אלו כצחת, והשן ניהוך לך במשתזס, ואין לו הגרס, אלו, Misukseches hatzipoyren. It's not oigeret faboso. Bloshen shichsach, it gets entangled. Kamoi vishichsachti mitzrayim b'mitzrayim. So zamur shekama machlish oiruboso. Zamur shekama machlish oiruboso neyesheni. If you have two uktzim, so the first uktz will come through. Masheni bo upegeya besimin v'koyra, and the second will be kareya. But if you only have one, chuf the sakina koydim sheyegiya lefgam machlish, atimisha thins it out, chashli dudi means that you thinned out, and then the chayshis kumid the chashli minayik lizayim beperk lefnei edem, chal chukzei apgam koyrim hein, vein choybchen, vein bepoygoy boy, vein sheyored mimenu. Kach shemati. That means an oiket is kareya, even if bein vepoigav is going against it, or bein shu yoyreid mimeno, that when it goes into the pagam, it also cuts it. Kach shemati. Vecheni, sherei shaninu saken, shesh bakinis harbet, tidin kemagiro, vafilu mersuch seches koma, midaka maflik bachoda, bein igels mersuch seches, vabertuva loy maflik, amash mafilu, כל אוקצה לצד אחר, לצד ראש השקים, והוילך להיבי, והוילך להיבי, it's also עושה, אמה בירידוס אינה מקרה, ראשי says, you see, if there's more than one, then one oikit, even though there's not two oikits, and each pagam, it is קרה. וקיים הרי שדסקינה, ששיסחה להוילך, והיהיה כוייך לסקין להחליש, עד שעבר הפגם, it didn't go all the way, it's by the ראש השקים, ואין כאן שם הנוגה האוקץ בסימן, because by the time it went into the פגם, he still wasn't up to the סימן. שחיתו סג שירה, וכימנה ברשת הסכינה, maybe this is going on later, מסוסכת שירה, I think this is, this is Shitas Rashi in the Sugya, and I just like to mention the Rishonim have Gvaldik Akashas and Rashi. First of all, how could you say that if there's only one pgam, it's muta? What if the oil was cut already? You can't say a blank statement. So then you start cutting right away the simonim. So then it should be also Reistam Nemra. That's one kashim the Rishonim. So then the second kasha they ask, if you say that it's speaking about the Rosh HaSakin, and the Rosh HaSakin, you say, does not reach the Simen, so if you have Shnei Uktzim B'Rosh HaSakin, who told you that it goes through to the Simen? I mean, by the Rosh HaSakin, it takes time till it comes to the Simen. So what's the difference if one Uktz or two Uktz? V'chem Sh'Uktz Rishon, ואימת ממש בראש הסכין יקרא איר הבוסר לשעשי עד שסומך לא יקרא הסימן. How do you get that? I mean, ואי אם כל זמן שהיא באמצע הסכין פויס לו, so why did he say a difference between one and two? Say where it is. The Bryce says that if there's two, it's possible.
If there's one, it's kosher. I mean, it's not the chilk of that one or two. The chilk is where it is. These are the ha'oris that the Rishonim ask on Rashi.